from the inkwells of yore, to the digital screens of today, the kids present the comic book character of the month.
I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Thanks, Dungeon Master, and welcome back, kids, and thanks for listening. We hope you have enjoyed our month-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons. And this is our celebratory last episode of Dungeons and Dragons, The Forgotten Realms, as we finish up issues 23 through 25. And here to review those issues with me is Doc. Doc, how are you?
I'm great, Angus. How are you? This has been a fun ride.
Oh, it has been. It has been an absolute blast. I have thoroughly enjoyed our journey here with The Forgotten Realms, this comic book series. I think it was so well executed by Jeff Grubb. I really have enjoyed Rags Morales' art, who really set the tone artistically for this entire series and gave a fantastic foundation for any of the other contributing artists to the series to be able to emulate. And they all executed at a very high level. I think that DC, not knowing initially what it had on its hands when it signed that deal with TSR, was beginning to see some momentum move. And it was a good, positive momentum initially going when they had the Dragonlance series start, when they had Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. They were very excited about The Forgotten Realms, and I think they sold well at the time. I remember seeing sales figures that say it was on par with Wonder Woman, which is pretty huge for the time. But what you would start to see at the tail end of this series was indicative of the entire comic book industry at the time. And that is, a slowing down would occur. The market would get flooded. And the reason it was slowing down was not because of the lack of titles. It was too many titles. So yes, you had a market that was booming on the high end for tentpole IP, for the trinity of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Over the Marvel side of the house, it was all X-Men all the time, along with Spider-Man. Okay. Those were your hot titles. They were all selling in the millions. You would then start to have the industry introduce all these variant covers and collectibles. And I mean, it was ridiculous. The speculative market was really ramping up at this time. And as a result of that, unfortunately, the Forgotten Realms comic book series started to slow down because the market was saturated and folks were going to those new bright, shiny objects. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form that diminished the quality of the output here by Jeff Grubb and team. So with that said, we open up with our first issue, which is issue 23, entitled Unreal Estate. Very clever turn of phrase. A really hilarious front cover, too. Matter of fact, Doc, do you just want to provide a little reflection here on that front cover? As far as what
the front cover, it's fantastic. It's just a, the issue's about exactly like the title says, Unreal Estate. It's about a real estate deal, a bad, crooked real estate deal, which it kind of reminded me of like when you were going into the Star Wars prequels and you expect all this action with lightsabers and stuff. And then you get like the council, you know, you're in this big council thing and it's a weird direction to go, but Like always, I mean, at this point, I would definitely give Jeff Grubb the benefit of the doubt, and he does not surprise or let us down at all. It's a really, really fun story, and it just goes on. And one of the big reveals at towards the end, which I will not spoil, I really loved it, and I thought it worked perfectly for the story itself. It was really fun stuff.
Rags Morales' cover art is exquisite, and it's a meta play because you have our members of the Realms Master You've got Dwellamore Omen right there in the center. You've got Privim right there to the left of him. To the right of him, we have Foxleon. And there is a hand rolling some dice. There's a board game. And in the middle is a tower-like structure. It's hilarious. It's
piles
hilarious.
Of money in a very
piles of money. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, is it kind of like a feudal or fantasy version of Monopoly? I mean, what are we talking here? It's great. It's
so,
really.
So what would be the Dungeons and Dragons version of Dungeons and Dragons? That's the question.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I kind of got this Dark Tower vibe. To it, you know, kind of a mashup deal, but it very, very entertaining nonetheless. And I also agree with you, Doc. I thoroughly enjoyed the story here. And, you know, at the conclusion of our last book and arc, we had Minder get a new look. And I really like that new look. And I'll just leave it at that. You'll have to discover that for yourselves as you read it. And very, very well done. And our crew members actually definitely look like they've been a bit haggard, to say the least. It looks like they've been through a lot. And I don't know if that was Jeff Grubb and Rags understanding that this particular series was winding down. I don't believe this series was ended abruptly. I think they were given enough forewarning that they were allowed to finish out the series as best as they could. Yeah, it definitely does. I get this Coda feel to these last three issues, that this was their way of basically tipping their hat to the fans, thanking them for taking this journey with all of their heroes, and, you know, winding up the series with some very entertaining issues. So they would all be self-contained, and there would be plenty of comedic elements in this. And for anybody who's ever played Dungeons and Dragons, you know, you have a lot of great interactions amongst players at the table, many folks telling jokes, some very clever sides happening. You also have a lot of the drama within the game as far as rolling the dice. What would be the outcome? Is my character going to survive? Are they not going to survive? Are we going to be successful as a party? Who's going to die? Who's going to be saved? And, you know, all of that particular, you know, tension and thrills and of playing the game. I think that's all captured here, that spirit within these last three stories. And from that standpoint, I think this Unreal Estate is a wonderful opening to it all. But I have to admit, Doc, the next story, everybody wants to run the realms. And I couldn't help it. The music person in me immediately gets the Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World song going in my head.
I knew you were going to say that, and the same thing happened to me.
Yep. And I cannot help but think that Jeff Grubb was also on that same wavelength when he titled this thing. This is awesome. This is written by Jeff Grubb. It's drawn by Rex Morales, edited by Kim Yale. And it truly is their meta of all meta, breaking of the fourth wall book, where you have the creators of the Forgotten Realms interacting with the characters, going back into the area where they are creating the content. You have renderings of various TSR employees, along, you know, folks working on Dungeons and Dragons, along with various other members of the crew of the Realms Master, just trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing next? How are we being creative? What's happening next? I mean, you're even going back into stock rooms of TSR. Yeah. I mean,
it's fun.
It's really, really fun. It is super fun. I mean, you see the characters training up to playing their parts and all that sort of stuff. And and an explanation here, one of the panels, and the realms is a huge continent, thousands of miles across. I'm a native of here, you know, and I'm not going to go any further, but this is actually Ishii who is describing exactly where she's from in the realms. And I think that's so cool to have all of these characters belovedly explaining and giving some of their backgrounds. I mean, Foxlon is hilarious because he's using an old school slide projector, complete with clicker at one point in this thing. It's spectacular. And they go into the creatures of the realms. And I love the various TSR employees with kind of lab coats on and the pocket protectors and everything. And it's great. I mean, I really love seeing those, you know, tips of the hat to the various employees of TSR who made things happen back in the day. And from that standpoint,
feel the fun going through this as they as Jeff was writing it. Yeah,
it was really, really cool. So
it's interesting too, because I didn't, as I was like going into these last three issues, I did not like, I just read these before I read any kind of background stuff at all. Cause so I didn't know if this got canceled like really quickly and we're going to be left. Cause I assumed that these last, the like issues 23 to 25 are going to be another arc, like one arc. So okay. I didn't know if I, you know, but you know, and then like you mentioned though, it's really, and it's so important to realize that this series ended not because of a declining quality on the part of the writers and artists. By no means it was at that. It was because of, like you said, just the atmosphere, the changing atmosphere with comics and the flooding of the market and everything. And so I would say after reading that 25th issue, for sure they knew they were going to end. And I think they did a great job. And this was a really great tip of the hat. You know, it's like, thanks for coming along with this for these last 24 issues. And, you know, here, let's get a look behind the scenes of what goes on. And it was just a super clever, and it was a really fitting, penultimate, issue for the series, I thought.
Yeah. Agreed. And a definite highlight for me. Absolutely loved it. So then, Doc, that really brings us to issue 25, the last issue. And, you know, for readers of many series, we've experienced, you know, the endings of series. Some of them have been abrupt, left you on cliffhangers, feeling like, oh, this thing must have been canceled and nobody told the creative team, or else I don't think they would have left us on this cliffhanger. This issue 25, I thought, was very tastefully done with regard to the wake of the realms master.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whenever you're talking about a wake, you're talking a celebration of life or remembrance. And, you know, no better way, based on what had transpired in the previous story arcs, than to bring this culminating issue together than to name it the wake of the realms master. I thought that was very, very well done. And it brings a finality to the series for the readers. It allows us to celebrate what was fun and great about the series and give us a sense of completeness to it all. So from
especially
that
with
point,
the with
great.
The paladin, you know, we really, because it was kind of like hanging in the air, because the paladin, you know, he was going through a lot in that last arc with the cannibal girls and everything.
Yeah.
And we kind of left that, you know, for that issue 23 and 24. And then it picks right up back with the paladin. We do get we get closure with everything. Nothing is left dangling, which is really respected that with Jeff Grubb, with his writing and everything. Because we do get, like you say, complete closure with the characters. We get a little bit more information too about them as well. And it was. I agree with you 100%. I think it's a very fitting ending to the series. And it was, you know, and it also did at the very end of it. It also left a little thread that if you know they could bring it back if they wanted to. Right. It wasn't so final that it was like we're never going to see them again. We could. Unfortunately, we haven't, but you know, the possibility was there, and they wrote that in there, which was another just a great idea that they had.
Right. And Doc, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was an attempt by TSR in Dragon Magazine, of all things, to do some coda comics of the Forgotten Realms to finish up any loose threads that they felt might not have been covered here in this issue 25. And, you know, so I think there's a lot of credence to what you say there with respect to you feeling, yeah, they kind of left the door open on a couple of these things. So I think you're on solid ground making that assertion, because I think there were folks at TSR that also felt that same way. The only letdown for me on this issue is that we only got Rags Morales on the cover. That was it. The interior would be done by Chaz Traug, who did a fine job, with Dave Simmons doing the inks and the colors by Matt Webb. So, you know, that would be my only thing, is that, you know, being a big Rags Morales fan, as I know you are too, I would have liked to have seen Rags on the last issue. But of course, we got his last interior installment there with issue 24, which again was just really, really
went out on a high.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's why 25 to me, I think the high here within the series at the end, if we're just talking single one shots, is definitely issue 24. But I will say, as a wrapper, you know, putting a bow on it all, if you will, to go cliche, I think 25 does a very admirable job.
Agreed, 100%.
So, Doc, I'm going to leave the last word to you with regard to the entire series here and our experience of having read volumes 1-4 of Dungeons & Dragons, The Forgotten Realms, classic comic book series, which, again, had been published in trade paperback form, all four of these volumes, by IDW in the early 2010s. Doc, how would you summarize your experience? And what would you recommend to our listeners?
So when you mentioned that, you know, you'd love for me to join you on this journey reading this series, you know, again, you know, I've never made any bones about it. Fantasy is not my go-to genre, where I know you love fantasy and you're a bona fide fantasy fan for sure, with novels and everything. And but I also like to kind of leave my comfort zone too with reading, and it is comics, and I absolutely love reading comics in general. So I was excited to read something new for me. It's something that honestly I would have probably never picked up on my own if it wasn't, you know, for help for doing with the podcast and everything. So I loved everything of it. The only issue that I wasn't crazy about was that TSR annual, which was just confusing for me because of the lack of background with all the other realms or other lore that was going into it. But overall, I mean, if you're just looking for a solid story with some amazing characters that we see a fantastic development over 25 issues, and real issues too, like with addiction and different things like that as well. It's such a strong series, and you don't need to know a lot about, you know, a lot of lore for the main series itself. I think it contains itself, and you can enjoy it as it is without having to worry about anything else. The only thing I think we talked about in one of the previous recordings was some of the artifacts. I would have liked to have gotten a little bit more info on some of these cursed artifacts that they were hunting down, but I just looked it up myself, and it filled in that little window or that little void, and I went on my way. But if you didn't, you could still enjoy it just as much, you know, because it was such a small part of it. Even though it was like the main theme with the artifacts, it was such a, it didn't take anything away not knowing more about them. And the way that they tie everything up at the end, it's a beautiful series. You don't come across these often where everything gets nicely tied up. And they have at least they were given the respect of knowing that they were going to end the series. And so, you know, Jeff Grubb got a chance to really put a nice, like you mentioned, a nice bow on it and give, thank his readers basically, and say, you know, maybe hopefully tune in for more. Never panned out that way, but I don't think that'll take away from the series itself. It was a great read. I recommend it for anybody, fantasy lover or not. It's just great storytelling and great art.
Your dungeon master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position.
You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created.
Your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of the enormous beast.
It's a product of your imagination.
Survival depends on a quick, decisive move.
Your choices are limited.
Stand and fight, or run.
Use your lightning bolt.
Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons & Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.